Exercise number two, major and minor second intervals. I'll play a total of 44 two-note intervals. Your job is to identify whether the interval I play is a half step or a whole step. Some will go up and some will go down. Listen carefully for the direction as well as the interval distance. You may want to use your review and cue button to play an interval over and over until you're satisfied with the answer. I recommend writing your answers on a separate sheet of paper and then later check them with the answers on page 2 in the booklet. You may want to do this several times. Don't get discouraged. Be patient. Major and minor seconds are probably played more than any other interval in jazz. The interval chart on page 20 lists several songs that begin with ascending major or minor seconds and descending major or minor seconds. These 19 songs that I've listed begin with either a major or a minor second. The object of the chart is to give you a frame of reference. When you hear me play two notes, think of the first two notes to any one of the songs listed on the chart. If the song that you sing correctly matches what I played, you'll know that's the answer. If you don't recognize any of these songs, you'll have to find a song or commercial off of TV or radio that does begin with a major or a minor second. And then you'll have to write that in the chart yourself. You'll need four songs, one for the ascending major second, one for the ascending minor second, one for the descending major second, and one for the descending minor second. You can use this chart for all the various intervals found in exercises 2 through 8. Interval recognition is the key to being able to recognize chords, scales, and patterns or licks.